We'll start with the Mishnah in Midos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah says that there was a Lishka, Mithrochis Tzfoinis, Bo Gonzu Beit Chashmonoyes, Avne Mizbeach, Sheshiktsu Anshe Yovan. The Anshe Yovan were Meshakets, that means they used Avne Mizbeach for Avodah Zorah, either they built it for Avodah Zorah, or they were Oved them. They used it for Avodah Zorah, so then the Malcha Beis Hashmonai didn't want to use it, we'll soon see why, and they put it in a special lishka, a whole room, a special room in the Beis HaMikdosh, and they used it to just, what was that lishka? The specialty of that lishka was just to keep the avonim, the stones that once were in the Mizbeach, and now we're not using them, and they kept them in that lishka in the Azorah. So the Gemara says, why are those Kelim Moshe? We'll start with the Sugyan Avodah Zorah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Bo Minei Rabbi Yosi Ben Shol Mei Rabbi. It's from Rabbi Ashayla. Kelim Sheshim Shubayim Bebeis Chonyoy Mal Sheshtam Shubayim Bebeis HaMikdosh. There was a Beis Chonyoy, the Mishnah in the end of Menachos, it says that there was a Kohen Gadol, that he was for a short time a Kohen Gadol, his name was Chonyoy. And then he ran away, there was a argument with his brother, and then he fell out of favor from the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, and he ran away to Mitzrayim. He built himself a Beis HaMikdash there, and he did the Avodas there just like in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a machlokes if the Beis Chonyo was made L'Shem Shamayim, but the problem was with the Shchut Echut, or, and it was a time that there's the Yisro Bom, it's also to be Shochet Bachut, or that Beis Chonyo, he did it for Avodah Zorah, he was Kofar Beikar, he got angry, and he made a Beis Avodah Zorah, duplicating the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara now has a Shaila. The Kalim, any utensils, Kalim that were used in the Beis Chonyo to be Makav Korbonos, are they allowed to be used later on to take them from Beis Chonyo and use them in the Beis HaMikdash? Because Miboile, the Shaila is Alibe, demand Omar Beis Chonyo, Lav Beis Avodah Zorah, he. Lefi the mandoma that Beis Chonyo is Avodah Zorah, so for sure you can't use it in the Beis HaMikdash. Anything that was used in the Beis Avodah Zorah, you're not allowed to use for Hashem. But if it was used L'Shem Shamayim, just it was the Isar Shchut Echutz, but it wasn't Avodah Zorah, it was L'Shem Hashem, so are we allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim later? Or there's a Knach, the Tanan, Kohanim sheshim shu bebeis chonyo lo yisham shu bemikdash shu birushalayim. Kohanim that worked, that did avodah in beis chonyo in Mitzrayim, so they're not allowed to come to Yerushalayim and do avodah. They're posel avodah. And if they did avodah zorah, kohanim that did avodah zorah, for sure they can't do avodah in the beis hamikdash. So the Gemara says, Kohanim utakan sinu rabbonam mishum de bnei deyaminu. Maybe the Kohanim, the rabbonam, made a knas, and they asked them to do the avodah in Yerushalayim because they have das. And they went and they did. They know that it's also to be marked with bombs. And they went ahead and they did a Isur of Shchut Echut. So then the Rabbanan passed them in the Beis HaMikdash. Abol Kelim, look. But Kelim have no das. If a person uses it, it's not the Kelim's fault, so to say. So the Kelim, maybe there's no knas on them. And you could use the Kelim from Beis Chonyo and the Beis HaMikdash. That just like the Rabbanan made a knas on the people, on the Kohanim, that they can't do an avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. So the same thing, the Kelim that were used in Beis Chonyo, so you can't use in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Omalei, so Rabbi told them, Asurim name. They're also to use the Kelim from Beis Chonyo in the Beis HaMikdash. Umikrohoyo biyodenim shachnu. We had a posik, and we learned it out from a posik, and we forgot which posik it is. Soon we'll see that he brought back the posik, Esivei. So yes, to Makashi, you say that it's also, but there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, kol hakelim, asher hizniach ha-melech ochos b'malchusoy b'maloy, that ochos, when he was a melech, so used kelim from the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zorah. Heichanu v'ikdashnu. So it says, in the time of Chizkiyo, heichanu, they prepared them, and v'ikdashnu, and they were mekadish. My loves, the Gemara thought, heichanu dat belinu, they were tovo, the kelim from Tumas Avodah Zorah. That's how Rashi learns. Hikdashnu dakdishinonu, that after they were tov, also they were mekadish them again. Rashi learns that they were mekadish it again with Shemen HaMishka. There's a shiloh in Rashi that Rashi learns, we'll read the Rashi, and that itself is Shver, because the Gemara in Shver says that Kol HaKelim, the Mashiach of Shemen HaMishcha, was just in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, but later on, after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't use Shemen HaMishcha to be Moshiach Kelim for Avodah, they only did Avodah San Mechan Chosem. So why here we would need Mashiach Alma? Then Rashi continues to say Alma, Kivin de Midoraisa le Mitzari, to Ektish Nino Beno, the Moshe Adobo Shene Shaloi, Inu Nami le Gozu Alayu, Hoi Velav Bnei Dien, Inu, that if, the Sid Havamin of the Gemara, they didn't become also the Kalim that they used for Avodah Zarah. Why? Because they belong to Ektish. And Eino Domois Odovo Shein Shalom, a person can't go and answer something that doesn't belong to him. So Memele Be'etzim, the Kalim were never offered. And there's no Knas, because they're not B'nai Deya. And the Avamin of the Gemara was that Ikdashnu, that they were Mekadosh them, and they used it again. Omar Leh, So he told him, Shabbos Ahavim, and he asks him, why do you say that it's also? And there's a knas on Kalim, but here we see the time of Ochas that he's killed, there was no knas on Kalim. Omar Leh, so he answers him, Bol Chatol HaShemayim, Shechzal Tolei Avedosi. You brought me back my Aved, because this is the pasuk that we learned from there, that there was knas. Echonu Shegonzum. They were gone as those Kalim, they didn't use it. Dikdashnu Shegdashnu Achirim Tachteyen. That we used other ones instead of them. So Menele learns from this posuk Echanu v'Ikdashnu that there's a knas also on Kalim. So it comes out if there's a knas on Kalim, you can't use Kalim from Beis Chonir in the Beis Hamikdash. Leimim Mesayale, the Gemara says maybe there's a riot Mizrachis, Tzfonis, there's a Lishka on the Mizrachis, Tzfonis, that's our mission in Midos. Bo Gonzo Beis Chashmoino, yes, Avne Amizbeach, Sheshiksu Anche Yovan. Vomarab Sheshiksu, what does it mean Sheshiksu? That they messed them up, that they used it for Avodah Zarah. So you see, that even though they're Avonim, and they're not people that have Das, only they're Avonim, and still in Avonim, they were Koines them, and they made a Knas on the Avnei HaMizbech. So we see that there's a Knas also on something that doesn't have Das. Omar Rav Pope, that's not a riot. It's not a riot that we have Knas on Kalim, because over there it's a special deed. Holsam Kro Ashkach V'Dorash. There was a special posuk that we found, and there were dorishes. Tichsivu bo bo pritzim mechilalua. It says a posuk in Yechezkel by the time of the Churban, ubo bo they'll come into the Beis Hamikdash pritzim, means people that are not tnuim, people that are wild people, goyim or yidden or wild people, pritzim mechilalua bale avera, and they'll come and they won't be mechalalit. So it comes out that bo bo pritzim make that the kedusha goes out to chulin. So Memela was, so over there, so all the time we could say maybe that Kalim have no Knas. There's no Knas on Kalim. But by the Beis HaMikdash, when it was the time of the Churban, so was Pritzim Mechilalua. So Memela, when the Goyim, the Yevonim, went into the Beis HaMikdash, even though it wasn't the time of the Churban, but the Yevonim were Sholet, the Goyim were Sholet. So Memela, when they took the Avnei Mizbech, they were Mechalo, then it became Chulin. So those Avonim, when they did have a desor, banners, they were asked. All the time we'll say, no, domo yisrael, domo shen, shaloi, so it does not say, amri, yehi, na'avi. How should we do? They said, that means the chashmoinoim, when they came in, and they said, what should we do with the Avonim that used to be in the Mizbeach, and the Avnei, the Bamal Cheyovan took it, and they used it for a desor. Yehi, na'avi. How should we do with these stones? Nisberinu, should we break them? Why should they break them? Because they made it into Avodah Zarah. If you what Rashi is learning, so they made it into Avodah Zarah, they were over to the stones. So a goy could be mevatel Avodah Zarah. So let the goy break, chip off part of the stone, and would become that it's not Avodah Zarah anymore, and we could reuse it for the Mizbech. So the Gemara says, Avonim Shleimo Yisom Rachmone. We need whole stones, and not with a pagam. If you would chip it, it would have a pagam. It wouldn't be straight. Means Sarinu. So let's saw it and cut it evenly. The way to cut a stone is with metal. And there's a lab, you're not allowed to pick up a metal on top of stones of the Mizbech. So Memele, you can't use those stones. There's no way to be mevatel the stones. Today to be mevatel of the Zohar, you have to do a mice in the chefetz itself. By my, so the Gemara asks, Lizberinu v'lishkelinu l'nafshayu. let's let them break the stones, be mevator, and let them use it for themselves. Why? Because we said it became chulin. Once it's chulin, it's not hektish, so we could use it ourselves. Mi lo yomar rabuisha ye bikshu lignes kol kesef azov shebo oilom shum kaspe v'dava shel Yerushalayim. They wanted it into the korban to answer all the money in the world, all the matzbeis. Why? Because it's mixed in with it, money, gold and silver from Yerushalayim that was hektish. V'avinad lo v'gemar yes v'Yerushalayim adiru b'da'almer, they're not growth. So why should we answer because of a mute of money? Alom rabai bikshu lignes v'imrad dal yanev to yanev shifit certain matzbeis mitnei tibo shel Yerushalayim. Those were the matzbeis that were regular in Yerushalayim, and they were from Hekdesh. Memela, we should ask for all those kinds of matzbeis. So memela, the money that was used all day for Ritzim became chulin, even though it had kedusha on it. But for Ritzim is a din that takes off the kedusha and becomes chulin. So memela, the Gemara asked the Avnei Mizbeach that they couldn't use it for the Mizbeach because they had no way to be mevatel it, that it should be kosher for the Mizbeach because they can't use baza. But for a hedjut, you should be able to use it since it's anyway chulin. So let a hedjut use it. So the Gemara says, Hosam lo ishtamshu bo lo govoya. Hoche, kimin di ishtamshu bo lo govoya, la vorachar lo ishtamshu bo et yetis. The Gemara says, by the money of you, Yerushalayim, the Matabeos, so they weren't used for hektish. They were Muktish, the Kedushas Gomim, the money was made, it was Muzma today to use for Hektish. But they weren't used yet for Hektish. Just had a Chalois of Dodek Abayis. But the Avnei Mizbeach were already used for a Kedusha for Hektish. So even though now it's Chulin, but it's not the Acheret, it's not Urach Ara to use it for a Hedjit. That means the Emes, a Hedjit could have used it. But it's also because of that once it was used in Yerushalayim. So from this Gemara we see that the Avnei Mizbeach that are also is because it's because of Derech Eretz that we can't use it. For the Mizbeach it can't be used because it wasn't Mevatel Avodah Zarah yet. We could have been Mevatel, but we weren't Mevatel. The Gemara, there's another Gemara in Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara says like this, in Avodah Zarah Nun Dalet, Omar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, that if somebody's mishtachbet to beimas chaveroi, and he makes it into Avodah Zarah, he doesn't answer it. Why? Because eino domoisa dovo shem shaloi. Somebody else's beima, you can't make it into Avodah Zarah. But also, b'maisa also, if you did a maisa, you did answer it. So the Gemara says, minola. How do we know that it's also? And the Gemara brings another case that Rav Huna says. What's the mice? Oh, it's a behemoth. 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 If there was a behemoth of someone else that was in front of the Avodah Zarah, and somebody went to shecht it for Avodah Zarah, so once he did a mice, a chelik of a mice of shchita, so it already becomes also, and it becomes la Avodah Zarah. So you see that also, but mice also, menolam, so Gemara says, how do we know that if you did a mice, it's also, ilay memi kranim, it will say from the kranim, like we said before in that noon base. No, from the Kranim, that not from Beis Chonion, the Rashi learned the Kranim that were in the time of Beis Rishon, that the Malchei Yisrael did Avodah Zarah, and they forced them to be Eved Avodah Zarah. And then it says that those Kranim are not, in Yecheskel, there's a posik that those Kranim are not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Dilma, Shaini Kranim, the Bnei Deyanim, maybe that's the Kranim that have a Deya, so they have a Knas. But who says that a Behema, that she doesn't have day, and if somebody was over there with the Zohar with her and she did a Maisa, that's also Elo, the Avnei Mizbeach. Maybe from the Avnei Mizbeach that we're talking about right now, that the Malchei Beis HaShemunot put it into Gnize, because the Malchei of Yovan were over there with the Zohar, they were Meshachit for over the Zohar, even though it's Hektish, the Avnei Mizbeach were Hektish, and they know them, so double Shem Mishloi, but since they did a Maisa with it, they took it, they built it into over the Zohar, or maybe they did some other maaser with it, so memela it should be also. So that's why the Malchei Beis HaShemunot were going at it. So if the Gemara says no, right? The Dilma could be Rav Tope. Maybe the Avnei Mizbeach not because it's a Knas and not because it's also because of Dovah Shein Shaloi, only because Bo Prisim Chidulua could be Rav Tope. So memela what? So them is they know the Moshe Dovah Shein Shaloi, and it could be even with a maaser he's not answering. But the Fibra of Papa that he says priestim uch mechalo, so the priestim, the Malchei Yovan, were mechalo the stones of the Mizbeach, Shmenelis went out lechulin, and then you can make it into Avodah Zarah. But they, because they were like koinet, and they became Avodah Zarah. So then the Gemara says another right, ve'elo mikelim. That means the kelim from the time of the Beis Hamikdash of Ochos, that they were used for Avodah Zarah. Dechiv es kol hakelim asher hizniach ha-melech Ochos b'malchusoi, b'malo yechanu v'kdasnu. V'om amar yechanu she'gonaznu, yekdasnu she'kdasnu achayon tachten. V'eino domo yisod domo shem yisheloi. Now, why did Chizkiyo ha-melech have to asher the kelim? That were in the time of Ochos for Avodah Zarah, but they know the Moisod of Hashem Ishlo, and those Kalim belong to the Beis HaMikdash, they belong to Hektish. So anybody who uses them for other purposes, it doesn't become also. So why did Chizkiyahu have to be going as them? Elokim and Ovad Bo Maise, Itzulu, they did a Maise, they used it, they were monastic for Avodah Zarah, whatever Maise they did with them, so they became also. That's why Chizkiyahu asked them, Ochanami, Kimish, also Bo Maise, also. So the Shaila is like this. If the Gemara says in Daf Nun Dalet that but also, if so, the Gemara and Daf Nun Beis that's talking about Beis Chonyei, and they use the Kalim and the Beis Chonyei, so also B'maisa, it should be that it's also. Also, the Gemara that brought a Raya from Kol HaKelim Asher Hizniach HaMelech Ochos B'Malchusei, and over there, it didn't become chulin, only it's also knas. The Gemara says that it's a knas, and only the Avnei Mizbeach were both pritzim chidulua. Why don't we say that the kelim asher hizniach ha-melech ochos is also pritzim chidulua? Then it's Rashi and Daf Nun Dalet learns that it's a knas. It's mashma from Rashi that it's a darabonim. If Rashi says in Nun Dalet on the Dalet, Baal Gavdek, the Shavu, is talking about the Avnei Mizbeach. Lo yochlo oved lekoichovin laosron. Afilochi kivin dovud maise asrinu rabbonon. It's mashma that it's a yisur de rabbonon. Then the Rashi and Omid Beis by Kelim shal Beis Hamikto sheiznicham ochos. Rashi says itzrulu gozru aleim chizkiyo v'siyate yisur oilom. Af lehedir. Diktoni gonzum. Lo amrino lifriku v'lifku lechulim. We don't say, let's be poide those kelim and take them out to chulim. Only Chizkiyahu was messiah, was goyzer on it at Yisr. It's mashma from Rashi that it could be that Rashi learns the sugi that ei no the meisel dovah shenishloi, but ali de meisel yasser says that that's midor rabbanan and not midor raiser. The Mele, so the Gemara and Daf Nun Beis is talking mitzad the dor raiser, and the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet that says that it's also as mitzad the dor rabbanan mitzad the takona. And it's a little bit there that Rashi says that we should have said to be poide. How could you be poide if it's kelim? Kelim is klesharis, is not something that you could be poide. It's kedusha saguf. At this point, we'll go over to the Balamor and the Ramban and Daf Chof Dalet of the Reef. It talks about the Gemara and Daf Nun Beis, and the Balamor says on our Gemara. That the kelim of ochos, the kelim of ochos, they dash nacherim tachteyeh, and afal pishay mutorim minat tero deino domo yisal dobo sheni shaloi, afilochi kansinot. So buadim the kelim de beis chonyoi. That the emes, the kelim of ochos, should be mutor, because deino domo yisal dobo sheni shaloi. So the kelim of beis chonyoi also, just like there's a knas on the kelim of ochos, there's a knas on the kelim of beis chonyoi. So then he says that the teretz of Rebbe, that he says that it's also because of a knas, that it doesn't go to the sugi in Daf Nun Dalet. In Daf Nun Dalet it says also b'maisa osro, and the Gemara brings a raya from kelim de'ochos. And our Gemara also is talking about kelim that you did a maisa, and the Gemara says, so the Baal HaMor says that he says that Rebbe holds that afilu also b'maisa didn't answer it lehedi, but legavoya me'ise. Why? Because the Gemara says in Daf Nun Dalet that kelim d'ochos is also b'maisa became also. So really you could answer a dovah she'en shaloi. So it's me'ikar adin. And the Gemara in Daf Nun Dalet says that it's just because of a knas. So it could be that that's what we said that Rashi holds, that both figures hold that it's mi knas, but it's midarabonah. And the whole deen of of also b'maisa also is midrabbanan. But the Baal HaMor says that it's a machlekes ha-sugis. The sugi in Daf Nun Daled holds that also b'maisa also. And the sugi in Daf Nun Beis holds l'fi Rebbe that also b'maisa loy also. It's only also mikta the knas. Then he continues to say in the Gemara, on the Avnei Mizbeach Shishik Shum La'avod Zoreh, so the Gemara says, I know the Moisa on Dobo Shein Shaloi, that even though a goy could be koneh something from Yisrael Aliyadei Milchomo, because we learn in Avraish Mimenu Shevi, but from Hektish, he can't be koneh. Even if he did a Milchomo, whatever is Hektish, stays in Hektish, because Hashem Olatum Loeh. So, but it's Moos Legavoyah. So, so the Rav Papa answers, Kro Ashkach V'dorush, that it goes out lechulin alidei Yisrael, that bo priestim mechilalu, the Baal HaMor says, is not goyim, only Yidin was the poritzim that were mechalel, and once it became chulin alidei poritzim Yisrael, so it became like hefker. So then the goyim were zoicher in it, miad Yisrael, and then they did it in Travoy de Zohar. But if it would be a goy can't take it out from the Rishu sectors because Lashem Olatim Loya. A Yid could, why? So the Baal HaMor learned because it goes with like Me'ilah, just like a Yid could be Me'ilah to take out the Chulin. So here it's also like Me'ilah and they take it out the Chulin. So then he asks, if you ask a Kasha, my Shmav name is Bech, the Nafkululu Chulin Ali Dei Poritze Yisroel. The Kelim Dochas Loi Nafkilu Chulin Ali Dei Yisroel. It says, why the Avnei Mizbeach, they went out to Chulin, because he said, Bo Pritzim Chilalua. So maybe they went out to Chulin, and they really became Aved Zohar. But the Kelim of Ochol didn't go out to Chulin, but the Yidin used it, and we don't say Bo Pritzim Chilalua, only we say that it's a knas by the Kelim. So why the Avnei Mizbeach, we said Pritzim took it out to Chulin, and the Kelim of Ochol, Pritzim didn't take it out to Chulin. So he answers, Klei Shoris Shaini. Okay, the Tana name Moel Achamoel B'Mekudoshim Ela Behemo B'Klei Shoris. The Gemara says always that a Kedushas Aguf, like Behemo, that's a carbon, or Klei Shoris, that is itself to use for Avodah and the Karbonis. So because they have Kedushas Aguf and they don't have Pidyon, so also by Me'ilah, they don't go out L'Chulin. So those things, if Parisa Yisrael would use the Klei Shoris or Behemo, they won't go out L'Chulin just like there's no Me'ilah. That just like the Me'ilah doesn't take it out to Chulin. But, Abel Shara Kadesh is Kigren Avenim Izbech, the Kaspo, the Zobah Shal Yerushalayim, the Chulin are your losses, the Chulin Ali de Yisrael, the Bnei Me'ilah Nino. Kedam Rino Balma, that there's more like Gizborn, they went out to Chulin. Abel Ali de Goyim, Lav Bnei Me'ilah Nino, and Mishimochi, it's Trichel El Rafapol, it's Nibli, it's Chuyo, some Kuashkech, the Dosh, and the Dei Pritza, it's all Yotsu, the Chulin. So he says that the Chilik is like this, that Kalim and Beim are Shoris and Beim like the Kalim of Ochaz were Klei Shoris, so they have Kedusha Saguf and Ali Demila, they don't go out to Chulin, so Bo Pritzim Chedelu also doesn't take it out to Chulin. But, Mizbeach and other Kedushas are Kaspa, the Zobah Shem Yerushalayim, it seems to be that he's saying that it's Kedusha Saguf, it's not Kedusha Saguf, so those things could go out to Chulin, Ali Demila, so Menele Bo Pritzim Chedelu could take it out L'chulin. So the Yidin, the Peritzim Yidin took it out L'chulin, and Menele, the Goyim afterwards, made it into Avodah Zorah. So it comes out that there's a chilik between what Rav Papa was talking about, the Avnei Mizbeach, the Peritzim Mechidalua took it out L'chulin just like Me'ilah, and the Kelim, she's Niach Ochoz, is Klei Shoreis, and it's Kedusha Saguf, and those things don't go out L'chulin. The Ramban asks on the Baal HaMor, Ein ze nochay. He says it's not right. The Avnei Mizbeach also doesn't go out lechulin. But the Baal HaMor says that it goes out lechulin. He says that the Avnei Mizbeach are also Kedusha Saguf. And whatever doesn't have a pidyon doesn't go out lechulin. So he says, first of all, just like Klei Shoris is Kedusha Saguf, Ein lechok Klei Shoris Godol me Avnei Mizbeach. For sure, that's also called Kedusha Saguf. And also, he says, it's a riot from the Gemara, because we asked him, Rav Papa, let's break the Avonim and be Mevasa and take it out L'chulin. So why didn't the Gemara ask that they should be Poided and take it out L'chulin? Let's be Poided and take it out L'chulin and then be Makdish it again. Only the riot is that it doesn't help them because it's Kedusha Saguf. And also, he brings us a Sefer Megillah, that Avnei Echol V'Azor Shemit Gemuv Shemit Gemuv Ein Lampidim V'Sunin Gneva. So because it says Eilam Pidyon, it means it's Kedushas Aguf. Because Kenavnem is Be'ach, that it's a Klishoris Mamesh. I'm not sure, but there's a Gemara in Zvachim Dachot Zayin that says there's a chilek between the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Mizbech HaChitz. Mizbech HaPnimi is called Klishoris, and it's Mekadosh even Shein Avoylo. But Mizbech HaChitz is called the Ritzpo. So the Shaila is if that would help here, because Bem is the Avne Heichel, and the Azor is also called, they're called like a Ritzpo, they're a Binyan, and it says that you can deploy them. Void. Then the Ramban says Shari Beis Hamikdash Atzmo Yosam Mikdusha Sel Yodim, and it became Chol because the Pesukim Moba Pritzim Chilulua is talking by the time of the Korban that the Beis Hamikdash will go out L'chulin. And he brings another Pesukim in Yecheskel. It says Umesatif Biad Azorim Lavaz Yerisha Yoras V'Sholom V'Chiluluhu, and it goes out L'chulin. So then he says, why Kelim Dochas didn't go out L'chulin? The opposite from the Balamor, because Kelim Dochas who did Avodah Zarah were Yidin, and Yidin can't take out L'chulin. Eino Domei Sodova Sheinu Shaloyin, it doesn't help to take it out L'chulin, and it's Klei Shoreis, and Klei Shoreis don't go out L'chulin, Al Yidei Yisrael. Only who took it out L'chulin? Only if it would be Goyim, Bolbo, Plissim, Chululu, is Davke Goyim and not Yidin. And it brings a riot because Kaspar was over Shalur Shalayim, Peritza Yisroel were using it. So it should go out L'chulin. I love that there it is that Peritza Yisroel can't take it out L'chulin. And the Avne Mizbech of Bayis Sheni, it wouldn't help Bobo Peritza Mechilulu because by the Avne Mizbech was talking that if it would be Yidin, it wouldn't help by the Yidin. And he says, how does the Baal Amor know that the Eden used the Avnei Mizbech for themselves? Why does he say? Because the Baal Amor says it went out to Chulin all day the Yirchus Me'ilah. And Yirchus Me'ilah is if you use it for yourself. But, so the Ramban held that the Baal Amor is talking that they used it for themselves and they took it out to Chulin. But yes, how does the Baal Amor know that they used it for themselves? Maybe they were just oivedid and it's not called Nishtam Shubarim. So it wouldn't go out to Chulin. And then he says also they were Mezidim. If a mezid doesn't take out me'ila l'chulin, just a shergit takes out l'chulin, but a mezid, it doesn't go out l'chulin. So in the mele, he says that bobo pritzim chilulua is davke goyim. There's a gzeres hakosuf that goyim, when they take over the hekdesh, it becomes chulin. But a yid doesn't take it out l'chulin. So Be'emes, what it seems to be saying that the Baal Amor, I don't have a full pshat in the Baal Amor, but it seems to be that the Baal Amor learns that it goes with Gidrei Me'ilah. That means, just like we see that a Yid has the power, if it was Shogeg, that you could take it out L'chulin and Al Yidei Me'ilah, so the Gzeiras HaKosov, it's also a Gzeiras HaKosov, a special Chiddush with bold Pritzin L'chilalua, but it's a Gzeiras HaKosov, it's like a part of Hilchus Me'ilah, that the Hilchus Me'ilah, which is always B'Shogeg, but if it would be bold Pritzin L'chilalua, then it would also be taken out L'chulin. Also, they bring here that Ein Me'ilah B'Mechuber. In Mechuber, there's no Hilchus Me'ilah, but the Ramban is Ein Me'ilah B'Karkos. So you have to say that it's all part of the Gzeres HaKosov, that Baal Amor also holds that it's a Chiddush of Gzeres HaKosov, but it's not such a wide Chiddush to say that Goyim take it out L'chulin, only a Yid with Hilchus Me'ilah, which is always Mugbal, it's always just B'Shegeg, but now, by Pritzim Mechilulur, would also take it out and would become like B'Mezi. The Chazon Ish is a kasha. How would the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say that Kalim Shemishtam Shubo in the Beis Chonya, you could use it in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the Hava Amina? To use it in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's a din that Kalim Shemishtam Shubo in Hedit, you can't use it. He can't use it logovoya. So typically that Beis Chonya is like Nishtam Shibu and Hedius. So then the Chazon Ish says that maybe we'll say because they were Mekadosh the Kelim L'Shem Shomayim, they didn't say Dachke L'Beis Chonya, they said Mekadosh L'Shem Shomayim, so B'Shas the Hekdesh was Chalon Eber Kedushas. So Memele, even so, that they used it for Beis Chonya, but the Kedusha itself is Goren, that should be called Hekdesh and it's not called Hedius. Chazon Ish says has an issue to another question, Rashi, that the Gemara said Echanu from Tumas Avedizor. If it had, I mean, that Echanu that they were masculine from Tumas Avedizor. But if we say, you know, the Moshe of the Roshen and Shalosh, so it didn't have Tumas Avedizor. So he says maybe it was Tumas Magav Avedizor. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem of Lechonif Alem Balvin, he also talks about this, and he says, the Kalim Shanasu Mitzchilo Lehedit, you can't use it for Hektish. So how would the Gemara say that you should be able to use the Kalim from the Beis Chonya to use it for the Beis HaMikdash? He says, maybe with the Evid it would be kosher. Then he brings the Tesis in Sukkah. The Tesis in Sukkah says, how did they have Avonim Shlemos to build the Mizbeach without a Pagina? So it says, if they made it straight with a Basel, but it should not have a Pagam, but it was, if you're mainly from a Basel, it should become possible. So it says that it could be Mechalek if you use the Basel before the Avonim became hectic or after they became hectic. Then the Minchas Chinuch asks from our Sugya that the Gemara says, the Gemara says that the Avonim became out lechulin, both Prisim and Chilulu, and then the Gemara says, let's flatten it and straighten it with Basel, loisoni talen Basel. But the Shaila is, right now, Chulin is before it became Ekdesh, so why can't we do a Basel and straighten it, just like this, just as a Sukkah, and then be Makdishin again? So you see that there's no difference between if the Basel was on it before it became Ekdesh, or the Basel was on it after it became Ekdesh. Then there's a shaila in the Shilta Geburim. The Shilta Geburim in Avodah Zarah, also in Bas Chof Dalet on the base, says that there was kelim that were used in a base of Knesset. And then Goyim came and they took those kelim and they used it for Avodah Zarah. And then the Yidden retrieved it and they took back those kelim. Are they allowed to use it again for the base of Knesset since it was used for Avodah Zarah? And it brings a raya from our studio that since the Gemara says that it was a knas on kelim that were used for Avodah Zarah or used for Shchut Echut. So the same thing with the Beis HaKnesset. Since it was used for Avodah Zarah, so there's a knas that you can't use it afterwards. And it brings the Rashi. The Rashi that says in Daf Nun Dalet that the Rabbonin counts in this, even if Al-Yidei Maisa was the Rabbonin counts in it. So Mele by Beis HaKnesset, also you can't use it. Then there's the Ramah. The Ramah says in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin in Or HaChaim, the Gabe Sefer Torah, he says, the Ein Lausis, in Skuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph and Vagoras or Ramo, he says, the Ein Lausis Mapis Le Sefer Torah, you can't make a cover for the Sefer Torah, Midvorim Yeshonim, Shenasu Ben Dovracha Le Torah Chedjet. If it was used Le Torah Chedjet, you can't use it for a Sefer Torah. So the Makor is, and the Gro brings the Makor, that it, just like it says, and the end of Zvachim Amizbech Shlo Nishtamish Ben Hedyot, and it brings the Tesef in Megillah that Avonim they were used not for a Hedyot, so there has to be Mitzchilo LeGavoya. So the same thing by Beis HaKnesset has the same dinim like in the Beis HaMikdash that if it was used for Hedyot, so you can't use it the Sefer Torah. And then the Mogen Avrom and Steve Cotton Hay, he brings the Tesef Kalim Shinasu Mitchilos Lehedyot ain't noise noison the Gaboya. Avonim the Koyro Shikotsbu Mitchilo Lehedyot ain't burning noison barabais. That means the Chatsiba, the taking it out, the chopping it out of the mountain, the quarry has to be the Tsurich the base the Arabais, the Tsurich the base Amikdash. But if you chopped out the stones the rock from the mountain for a hedyot, so you can't change it to the base Amikdash. It has to be Mitchilo Lishmo. And the Rambam paskins that way. Mashma dafiloim chadoshim kol shenasu lehedyot also. So what the Ramos says, ein liglol ben ein lasis mapo midvoyim yishonim shenasu ben dovol letzirech hedyot. The Chur of the Mogen Avraham is saying that not only that you used it, but only also a new thing. If it was not letzirech gavoya, you shouldn't be able to use it, just like in the Beit Hamikdash. Umi oilam megim lasis afilo miyishonim. Not only new ones, but also other old things that the hedyot used. The Nirali, the Svirale, the Maril hold, the Beis HaMikdash Shaini, that Beis HaMikdash, you can use things that were made lehedyot. It has to be Mitzchilo LeGavoya, but in the Beis HaKnesset, you could use things them were even led to it. Merely dafke kemoy shehen also mishtamish ben. Aber in shino psirosam. Vaso mehem kli achel shori. Da reakio nasa mimarish atzoibis. So he says that even in the Beis HaMikdash, they made a shinoi in it, just like the cure was made from the mirrors that the women used, Maris HaTzoivos, that first they were used to have it in Mitzrayim, and then when it came Hekdesh, the Beis HaMikdash would use the Maris HaTzoivos. So you see that you could use it for the Beis HaMikdash if you're Mishanet. It could be, we could have said, if Lule, the Magen Avraham, we could have said that since it was used before Matan Torah, just like everybody else was before Matan Torah was different. Then when it came Matan Torah, all the things, the Kesef, the Zohar, the Avonim, everything was prepared from before. They just were menad of it to the Beis HaMikdash afterwards. But the Magen Avraham does bring a raya from the Maris service. Vafal gav de b'mizbech bin anetim shalei nishtamish b'en hedit. So you see that the mizbech, you need dafka new things. Yeshleim al de mizbech shiny. That means, so how do you use by the kiyor Maris service? And the mizbech needs, so mizbech is different than Maris service. Chen mashma b'gemore. Fine, be yalkut de megile, boy, dare, korbon is krevi mi behemish and ishtamish b'en medit. Any korbon is even a behemish and ishtamish b'en medit. Just a poor aduma has to be shalom ishtamish. But any behemish could be ishtamish b'en medit. And then, in fact, the Gemara says in Tzochit, that the korbon Pesach they used to bring, they put a knife between the horns of the behemish, and he was ishtamish b'en medit, because he wasn't makdish yet. So you see that by other things, they even by the korbanos, so it's just a mizbeach has to be the chotzboi mitchilo for the mizbeach, and it could be maybe also it means the bais itself has to be that used chotzchilo for that. That's what we wanted to talk about, this union of avnei mizbeach sheshikstu malchei yovin.